my mom's, where my mom's at. Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at. Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's, where my mom's, where my mom's at.
Where my mom's at podcast with Christina P.
Yeah, man, thank you for downloading this episode. Thank you for watching on YouTube. Before we get started, I'm going to plug some dates. Go to Christina P. Online to find ticket links. I'm doing the Life is Beautiful Festival in Las Vegas, Nevada, September 22nd with Billie Eilish. Are you familiar with her? Are you a cool mom?
No, I'm not that cool. Okay. But I feel like she's on my list of things I need to catch up on.
Well,
I feel like I'm very behind. You know, I'm also super behind on Lizzo. Okay, I know that.
So
sorry.
Fucking lame. Okay.
Am I going to be the first mom ejected from the studio?
No. You got to allow her. Okay. Moving along. October 3rd through 5th, Nashville, Zanies. And then October 17th here in Irvine. If you're in Irvine, come see me at the Irvine Improv. November 22nd, Seattle. And then November 23rd, Portland, Oregon. Christina P. Online. Follow me on the gram. At the Christina P. and on TikTok.
I'm sorry, what's the gram?
At the Water Champ.
I'm unfamiliar. I call it IG.
Is that like the cool new thing to call
it? No, I'm just kidding.
Not like a regular mom.
We're cool moms.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm so glad to have you here, Miss Allison
Rosen. I'm so excited to be here. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
You launched the studio, mom's house studios since I last saw
studio
you.
Studio jeans. This is We're in it.
I know. It's really cool to see it in person.
Thank you. And I'm so glad you can make it. And you, since I've
launched a human.
You've launched another person out of your stuff. And how's that? You have two boys now.
I have two boys, just like you. Elliot is 2.5 and Owen is 6 months. And I really love having two.
Really?
We talked about this on both your shows.
Yes.
I had a really hard time after I had Elliot. I had postpartum depression. I had a really traumatic birth. I felt like I was expecting it to be a certain way and it wasn't, and what's wrong with me.
Yes.
And
that's what the show's all about.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had a really hard time, and I always knew I wanted two. At one point I thought I wanted three, but as I got older, I'm like, I will be lucky if I can have two.
Well, yeah, that too.
Our age.
And then three just feels insane.
And also, I had a dream that I was pregnant with my third. And in the dream, I felt really devastated because I just kept thinking, poor Owen, like, he's going to get no attention. He's just going to be skipped over. That's how it felt in the dream. Like, I'm sure people who have three kids manage to pay attention to the middle one,
I feel that way now with Julian, my younger. I feel like he doesn't get as much attention as Ellis did,
right?
Because Ellis was the only.
Yeah.
I feel guilty about that every day.
With Elliot, I did Mommy and Me. I took him to music. I mean, and it's funny, all the parents who took their like little mushy babies who were aware of nothing to music class. Like, it was just for us to learn the songs,
you know?
But I did all of that. I was aware of what developmental stage he should be in every single week.
Me too.
Whereas now with Owen, I'm like, oh, you're rolling over. I'm going to look over and he's going to be walking one day.
Yes.
And I feel bad. And also just to vent the guilt, I have not been good about taking the monthly picture.
Oh, fuck the monthly picture.
I don't have a chalkboard. How can I be a good mom if I don't have a chalkboard?
Can I tell you that I have so much mom envy when I see people that do that?
Yeah.
And you know, and I never do. I'm like, yeah, I didn't do it the first one. And the people that do those back to school photos.
Yes.
My son Ellis just went back to preschool and I failed. I did not do the...
You still have kindergarten.
That's the real.
Yeah. But...
Yes.
I know that my mom kept, remember when people kept like actual analog baby books?
Yes.
My mom had a baby book for me and did not have one for my sister that was, she had like a photo album, but it was not the baby, that didn't have all the writing in it.
Uh-oh.
And she's been overcompensating for my sister's entire life.
And is your sister a hooker now or a porn star?
She's a drug addict. She stripped. Well, first she started dating like father figures. and dressing like a real slut.
Wait, are you being serious?
No. And then she became a stripper. And then she started turning tricks because the money was so hard to turn down.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Yeah.
So, and it all has to do with the baby book.
100%. And the monthly baby pictures if you're not taking a picture every month.
Yeah. Well, I forgot to do Elliot's 8-month picture. That's my first, but I did all the other ones. So he might turn to a life of crime.
Right.
I don't know. And then with Owen, I made it up to like 4 or 5 months.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. But each one was like, okay, this is, he's like 2 months and 5 days. And then it's like, he's 3 months and 12 days.
Jesus
and it's like,
Christ.
He's almost 5 months. This is 4-month picture.
Who cares? It's fine.
I know.
And remember the first time you were pregnant and I would go look at those What to Expect videos and that annoying woman. She's
Oh my God.
This week, your little peanut is just that, the size of a peanut. This week, his development. And you're like, and I was so.
Those wonderful windpipes, the lungs, are now the size of garbanzo beans. And you can feel the little pitter patter inside. 100%. If you're feeling a little bit of a bump, some cute little baby might have hiccups. Oh my God. And here's the thing. She's horrible.
She's the worst.
She's also, I think, the author of the book, which is crazy.
No.
Because don't you expect someone who looks like a doctor to be the author of the book, not this like insipid, chirpy woman?
Yeah. She's just a regular person. I don't think.
Her name is Heidi Murkoff.
I think.
Yeah.
And why is there only one book like that? God damn it. Like,
I know.
There should be a million.
Well, so there's, right. So that's What to Expect when you're expecting, right?
Which is like the flagship. It's been around
that
forever.
Book, that. And I even like broke it out when I was pregnant with Owen and looked at it again and was reminded how much I hate it.
Yeah.
it's the specific wording. It's like they never say like your baby is doing this now. It's like those little feet, those little, da, da, da. You're.
I know that all these alliterations.
Yeah,
and like,
so
you're bumbling boo boo bump. Yeah, yeah. Like, shut up, you bitch. Just get on.
You're divine.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's just going crazy, Nadav, on the sound.
What was that? There was something I was going to say about that horrendous book that I forget. But there's also a book which I forget if we talked about it. But Expecting Better by Emily Oster.
No.
Oh, you should check it out. So she has a new book now called Crib Sheet. She's an economist, and her whole thing is like she looks at the data, crunches the numbers, and she's like, here's what the evidence says. And it's, you know, and she looks into sleep training. She looks into whether you can have caffeine when you're pregnant. It's really interesting.
Wow.
It's really interesting. Regarding caffeine when you're pregnant. So
Let me preface this by saying, whoops, because I drank caffeine.
No, it's okay. That's what she says. You can have like, it's okay because there are studies that show that increased caffeine use in the first trimester leads to increased miscarriage, right? So that's what we were all told. However, she's like, or you could look at it another way potentially, which is that a strong pregnancy, your hormones are at the like where they should be. And you will lose your taste for coffee because you feel nauseated.
100%.
So maybe in the pregnancies that are heading towards miscarriage, the women didn't lose their taste for coffee, and that's why they drank coffee. So
that's interesting.
It's, really
it's
interesting.
Like an indicator of how strong the pregnancy.
Right.
Wow.
I recommend those books.
Yeah, I just barreled through those nauseous feelings. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I still need this coffee.
You did? I stopped drinking it at a certain point because I just couldn't drink it.
First trimester early, I couldn't. But then by second trimester, I was like, woo, double tall. No, I'm just kidding.
Were you?
A moderate drink, like one cup in the morning.
Right.
And that was it. I couldn't do much more. It felt horrible to get jacked up pregnant. Yeah. Like, you know.
Did you get more sick in your second pregnancy? Because I did.
No.
Really?
Easy peasy. I'm very blessed. Hashtag blessed.
Oh my God. Look
Hashtag
at you.
Blessed.
You're a model
easy.
Mom.
Yeah. And I never puked, not once through both. But then again, I have a severe phobia of vomiting, so I may have suppressed the need. I should have barfed. Did you get super sick on the second one?
Yes, but I didn't throw up. I didn't have the kind of morning sickness where you throw up. I just felt like I had the world's worst hangover.
That's
and I had that with Elliot, you know, in the first trimester, but then with Owen, it was like I was kind of I almost bedridden. Like it was really bad.
Your nausea and your
tired. Yeah, just feeling so like I feel like death. It's so weird to me. Pregnancy is like, you know, natural.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why I put that in quotes. It is natural.
Yeah.
It's so weird how horrible you feel. It really feels like something wrong is happening in my body right now.
Oh,
that's how
I
felt. Yeah.
It's like something. What I didn't like was the loss of control. Mm-hmm. That scared me. Like, can I go do stand up pregnant? Can I do the things I normally do pregnant? That freaked me out the first time. Yeah. Smells. I hated people's smells when I would travel. I could smell people's scalp and skin. Like, I remember being on the airplane, like, smelling the human skin around me. Or, oh, the worst was, like, going to the mall and smelling, like, popcorn or nacho cheese. Smells like, oh.
I feed Elliot these little broccoli nuggets, and they smell like broccoli, potato, and onion. And they actually, and it sounds it sounds kind of gross, but they actually smell really good. But when I was pregnant, I could not get, I couldn't make them for him. I couldn't get near them. They just,
isn't
it was
that
like
funny.
It smelled like a diner or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. The second kid is so different, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, and I was so distracted with the first one. I think I didn't feel a lot of the symptoms because you're still chasing around a toddler.
Right.
So that actually really helped. I was a lot more tired on the second one because you forget too, you were pregnant already. You have a baby and a toddler, and then now you're pregnant again. So you're pregnant twice in the span of, what, 3 years, which is crazy.
It is weird.
It's tough.
I never really thought about people who are, like, choosing to plan their families and are sort of on top of the years between. It's like, you, if you have two or three, it's like for 4 to 6 years, you're just spawning. Just whelping babies.
I know.
Because, like, people I know that are now on their third, which I do think is insane.
Yeah.
They, like, people who were pregnant, people I know who have a kid the same age as my older one, now seem to be pregnant with their third.
Mm. Right.
It's a lot of pregnancy in a short amount of time.
Yeah, especially when you're older like us. I think the physical, the taxing on your body, because you're not sleeping those first 2 years of the toddler.
No.
You go and you're just thrown into motherhood. You're not sleeping for years. And then it's a lot. It's fucking too much. Anyways, I told you as we started this show that my husband is right now watching our infant, our 13-month-old, and Ellis is at school right now. And you were like, what did you say? Tell me your thoughts on that.
This is what I said. I said it's... verbatim, I said, it's distracting, right? Because aren't you worried about, like, does he have this? Does he have everything he needs? And you said, no,
I'm the opposite. I'll tell you why. I love leaving him alone with the children because it's like, here you go. Just a little taste. A little amuse-bouche of what, you know what I mean? Like, I deal with.
I do know what you mean.
A lot.
And how does it go, though, when you get home?
Don't care. Like, here's the secret. Here's
how
what
I get to be this way. I'm so not like I almost pulled over on my way here to tell my husband that the gardeners are here. So be careful when you let Wendy out, our dog, because I don't want her to get out the gate. And then I'm just like, he can figure it out.
That's the last sentence. He can. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how brilliant men are. They've sent humans to the moon. They've created a physics. Robots, a phone.
Right.
They've made pornography free. Yes. And you mean to tell me he can't take care of an infant for a couple hours? Like, he can.
Stakes are just really high.
What do you think? What's the worst? Do you think he's going to drop the baby? He won't do it right.
No, honestly, the worst is like he'll look for a certain thing and won't be able to find it.
Which they never do. But they never fucking know where any. By the way, and it's so annoying when you ask your husband for help because it's not really help. Because, right, what happens? Sweetie, can you heat up the bottle for the baby? Where's the bottle? Where's the bottle warmer? How long do I heat for? How much milk does he drink? It's like you're asking me fucking 20 questions and now you're not being helpful. Like, just, I don't care. Just
put
anything in
there. Well, there's a lot of articles about, I think it's called emotional labor or mental load, which is like, even in a home where both people are bringing in an income, the woman is still generally in charge of planning and organizing 100%. Everything. So it's 100%. Like, it's on me. And I don't really mind this with. The first time around, I did a little more. Now I just, like, it's sort of routine, but it's like I'm on top of, do we need diapers? Do we need more wipes?
Yep.
You know, when are the pediatrician appointments? When is the vet appointment for the dog? Have we paid this? Have we, you know, all of that stuff. And that just typically always falls to the woman.
Yeah, the inside of the house is what I like to say. Mm-hmm. Now, does your husband do the outside of the house?
Car maintenance, trash. He does trash. He does trash, and he also empties the diaper pails. And he's really good. I am lucky. All the sort of like coordination and organization stuff I do, but he gives Elliot a bath every night, and he puts Elliot to bed.
Huge.
So, yeah.
I just find that if you can divvy up the responsibilities you both are comfortable with, and it does work, and outsourcing. We talked about this last week, 2 weeks ago, with Katie Morton was on here, the therapist.
I was just listening to that episode.
Oh, you were?
Very
okay.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, and she talks about, like, Amazon. Mm-hmm. I don't go shopping for diapers. I just click two buttons, and now the diapers arrive in a day or two. Mm-hmm. And, like, try to get a housekeeper and all that shit so that you don't have to do as much. But I don't know. It's still hard. It's not equal. It's never equal.
No, it's not equal.
And then you have to bang them too. Right? Then you have to have sex, which is like, who wants to do that when you have a 6-month-old and a 2-year-old?
Okay, let's talk about this.
Let's do it. I love it.
On a scale of 0 to 10,
yeah,
where is your libido?
Okay, so now that
mine's 0.
You're 0.
Well, I mean,
well, you're 6 months postpartum. Yeah. Why would you be interested in?
And I think I also, this is something I should talk to a therapist about. Probably.
I love it.
I also have this thing of like, oh, I'm like hesitant to admit this.
No, do it. It's even better. Do it for the show.
I think I have this thing of like, mom and dad shouldn't have sex. Ew. Like leftover childhood feeling about like, I don't want to think of my own parents having sex. And I think that now that we are like professional mom and dads.
Because when you're 2, you're varsity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that we're like, our main thing is we are moms and dads. I think it's just hard for me to switch.
It's so hard. Yeah. And I get emails from people being like, our baby was asleep next to us and we started effing. And I'm like, wait, what? Like,
how does that even happen? It's not a like, is it okay? It's more of like, I truly don't understand how. I do not understand. Like,
I have no.
Oh, I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I have no inclination for sex until I would say about 11 months. The baby was 11 months old.
So I've got 5 months.
Yeah,
to,
like
to
it's
find
6 months
myself again.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
like
don't
there's
want it.
Glimmers here and there of remembering what it was like to be like a full sexual being, you know. But it's just in general that part of me has been like submerged
well,
for a while now.
Are you breastfeeding still?
No.
Oh, that helps too. Yeah. That kind of when you reclaim your boobs,
right?
That really helped because I always thought it was gross to have sex while I was lactating because then like you're squirting milk. And stuff.
So Greg Fitzsimmons, whom you know, with I
yes.
host Childish,
yes,
my
please.
Parenting podcast with
yes.
Greg Fitzsimmons, and he has this story. He tells really crazy stories, like sexual crazy.
He's a deviant.
Deviant stories all the time, but the one that really like made me feel weird and almost turned my stomach was this story of he and his wife checking into a hotel when she was still breastfeeding and her breast became engorged and he had to suck the milk. Yes. And like,
he doesn't know.
And
he
like,
doesn't have to suck the milk.
And
out.
Then no, apparently he had to.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't express it with her hands. Look, I'm
and,
doing that.
And they didn't think to bring a pump on their overnight.
And then one thing led to another, much like having sex with your the dog or no, my mind is thinking it's a dog.
Yeah.
It's just like the mash finale. The baby was right there. And, you know, we started having sex. So then he started having sex with her while he's sucking the sorry.
That is
you're
so
going to want to remove that horrendous chicken bean sodomized sound. And then he had crazy diarrhea.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
From the breast
from
milk.
Drinking it?
Yeah.
Why do you have to swallow? Okay. I don't know. There's so much going on.
I know.
I'm going
to
have Greg
on. Unpack.
Yeah. Let's have Greg on separately and he can explain himself. Yeah. I think when you're in full mommy mode, for me as well, it was very hard to switch into being a wife, a wife and lover mode.
Right.
I was talking to my shrink about this yesterday. That's why a lot of men have the Madonna whore complex. Mm-hmm. Like you have to suppress your sexual feelings when you become an adolescent. It's the boys. The boys' development is, I suck on mommy's boobies. Mommy is the comfort zone. I hit puberty. I have to suppress that
and
wanting my
as,
mom's boobies.
Oh, right.
And now I see women as sexual objects. They have to be whores. So it's like I don't know why, if it's societal, if it's both of us. But it took a while for me to be a little distanced from my infant.
Right.
So that I could get back with my husband.
Right.
And now I'm fully sexual. Yes. Now
and
I feel like a human again.
How was he in terms of, like, how was his attitude as you went through these different stages?
He was like, well, your mouth isn't broken.
I'm like, afraid that Daniel's going to put that together.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't yet.
Your beehole like, still works, doesn't it?
And I'm oh, like, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no, because he hasn't yet been like, your mouth and your hands still work, bitch. And I'm sure he's thinking it. But he knows that, he knows that, because I did IVF, so.
Tom would never say that, just for the right. Tom's never, no, that was a totally
there's
a joke.
There are husbands somewhere, though, that are, I'm sure they're thinking that.
A guy right now is like, bitch, why don't you put out? She's like, I just gave birth 2 weeks ago, right. So.
Oh, God.
But anyway, go ahead. So you had IVF.
Well, so I did IVF.
Yes.
So my whole fertility, pregnancy, all of that journey was like long and involved a lot of putting my body through.
Oh, a lot.
Even just spontaneous pregnancy is putting your body through a lot, but doing all the shots and all the retrievals, and because it was just a long
emotional
journey.
Roller coaster,
yeah.
Too.
So all of that. So I think that Daniel is very patient and knows that like my body's been through a lot, so he doesn't push anything. But I'm sure he's like, I can't wait till you're back to yourself.
Have you not broken the seal at all? Wow, 6 months. Okay, so you need to give him. Okay, here's my theory. You don't have. This is what Dan. This is to quote Dan Savage, Savage Love Podcast, great show. He says you don't need to be part like a. You don't need to go full intercourse. You just have to give a loving assist.
Okay,
and so that's what I would do with Tommy. We both, but first of all, both of your libidos are kind of lower. Dr. Drew was talking about this on this show because you've got a newborn. So both of your nature is like, whoa, let's pump the brakes on sex for a minute. But a loving assist can be whatever that means to you and to your partner.
Can it be an email?
I don't know. It could be a phone sexuals. It could be a hand. It could be whatever.
Yeah. I've definitely been feeling more drawn to him, more attracted to him, more in love with him. And I'm like, oh, it's coming back.
Yeah.
And I could definitely do that. I think my hesitation is like, for some reason, I want to wait until I'm so desperate for this and into this. Because what I'm afraid of is like, since I'm a little bit like, I don't know that it's like, we'll start and I don't want to stop if we start. And
no,
I'm in my head.
Okay, is your vag destroyed from birth or is it intact?
It's okay. I feel like it's pretty good. Yeah. So I was so afraid of tearing.
Yeah.
I had one stitch after the first.
Hey.
And then the second one, when the doctor said like, okay, you know, like how they get you ready and then they close your legs. Wait, did you have a C-section?
What?
Or?
No.
Okay. There's like a moment where they're like, okay, it's about to happen. And then they change into scrubs. And did this not happen for you?
No.
Okay. That's how both of mine were. Like I was pushing for a little bit of time and they're like, okay, the baby's right there. And then they like change into scrubs and then get the room. They change the stirrups and they sort of get
the
lighting.
I guess I'm so out of it. I know.
And so then it's like about to happen. So I said to my doctor, do you think I'm going to tear? Because I was that's like my main thing I was worried about.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you're pretty stretchy. I don't think you're going to tear, which was the most diplomatic way of telling me that my vag was like so humongous.
Every woman wants to hear that.
Right. I actually felt good about it, though. Like, oh, wonderful. I'm super stretchy. It's such a nice way to put that, like, you're like broken elastic.
Yeah. It's like when you're lazy, people say you're effortless as opposed to being lazy.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. So it doesn't hurt is what I'm asking. Cause I know with me,
did you have granular tissue or?
And I had two episiotomies and the first one, it was not sewn up 100% properly, I think is what happened.
What did they do?
I don't know. It was like, they said the walls were thinner because the way it was sewn up.
Oh, geez.
I don't know. So it hurt really bad to have sex, but I got a cream that helped. You get an estrogen cream and I got like a numbing cream actually.
Oh really?
Yeah. And then I had the second child and then my doctor didn't cream, whatever guy they let
the stranger in. That suddenly was stitching up your vag.
The janitor. It was a lot. They sewed it up great and now it doesn't hurt. So I don't know. I took two episiotomies.
How's
and now
your
it's perfect.
Bladder control?
Every time I cough, I still pee. Like I jump up and down sometimes. Pee comes out. How about you?
Here's the really weird thing. Mine is now better than after Elliot. Similar to your vagina being rejuvenated by the surgery. I don't understand
so crazy.
Because it was really bad during both pregnancies. Like I would sneeze, I would cough.
Yeah.
More coughing than sneezing.
Coughing
and it was just like, all coming out. And then after Elliot, I had a weird thing where I went through a phase where the time between when I was like, oh, I need to pee, And when I was actually peeing was like so short. Like I wasn't making it to the bathroom. It was so, it was like a mental thing, I think. That's what my doctor said. She said it was a mental thing because she's like, if you were at a mall, this wouldn't happen to you. It's because you're home and you're like too relaxed. But still, it shouldn't take like all your might to not pee your pants, you know? But thankfully that hasn't been happening.
Okay, well, so my point being though, if your vag isn't in a lot of pain,
yeah,
and you're like, I want to want it so bad. I personally, I'm just going to tell you my approach. Okay. I was the opposite. I was like, you know what? Let's keep doing it. You fake it till you make it.
Mm. Like, this is good advice.
You think so? Well, this is just what I did. I don't know if it's good, but this is what I did.
It's advice.
Yeah, it's advice.
This is some advice.
So, and here's why God invented wine.
Mm.
Okay, so, you know, the kids are asleep. It's time for your Netflix and chill. You get a glass of wine, Pinot Gris, Cabernet Sauvignon, whatever you like. And you chill the fuck out. You play some nice music and you tell him, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm fucking scared, dude. Like, I haven't done this. I'm scared. I'm nervous. And then you guys just ease into it and use what you got to use, you know, like lubricant and stuff. Because your vet, you know, all that stuff doesn't come back right away.
Yeah.
And then fake it till you make it. And then one day you might actually be like, oh, this is pleasurable. And then you get back. But I worry that if there's too much of a lag time, then you get scared of it. And
I know.
Like,
well, that's kind of what's happening. It's like my virginity all over again.
Yeah. And then it grows and builds in your head.
Because I lost my virginity at 20 and a half. It was on my half birthday. We saw Ace Ventura, Pet Detective that night. Listened to Sunny Day Real Estate. It was great. But at a certain, because I wasn't hanging on to it for religious reasons or anything. I'm not religious. But at a certain point, I'm like, I've waited this long. I may as well not just give it up to someone, you know, 100%. Like I want it to at least be someone that means something to me. So yeah, now I'm just looking for someone who means something to me.
to lose
my second virginity.
That's so funny, because that's what I felt. That's how I felt too with after the second baby, having sex again. I'm like, I feel like I'm losing my virginity again.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
By the way, I should just say, and this won't help anything,
sure,
by saying it, but my husband, I think, will be mortified that I shared that tidbit on here, because I have on Childish. At the beginning, I was talking about it, but then at a certain point, I stopped talking about it because I'm like, I don't want everyone at home to be keeping track of whether we've had sex again. So it's just a special group of people. It's your listeners who will know.
Thank you. Hey, we make
maybe by the time this airs, I will have rectified this. Greg's advice has been kind of fake it till you make it. Like, I think you just need to like rip the Band-Aid off. I think you just need to just kind of like, it's one of those things where once you do it, you'll get into it once it's going on.
100%. Because you know how sometimes you don't feel like having sex and then things start and then you're like, oh, yay, let's do this.
Right.
But it's like the farthest thing from your mind. And then
I feel
once
that way about
it,
exercise as well.
100%. Anything that's like an inherently good thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, just try it. Go home tonight and just drink wine. I think wine helps everything. Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get into some very important content that I've curated for you.
Look, you even printed something out.
I fucking did, bro. I'm so excited for you to be here. So this first opening clip, are you on TikTok? Oh, wait, not this one. The one with the kid who got a million likes.
Oh.
This is a little segment called This Generation.
Is this generation doomed? These moms think so.
I don't know. We'll have to discuss. But so this is, do you know what the TikTok app is?
Okay. So I, again, cool mom.
Yeah.
My exposure to TikTok has to do with your Instagram stories.
Great. I'm hearing this a lot and I'm very excited. Yeah. So TikTok is it's an app where you're supposed to lip sync along to music, and it's newer. Yeah. It's going to be the next Instagram. Mark my words.
Why are you so into it?
Because of the absolute rawness of human behavior on there. I am at The Water Champ. Go ahead and follow me. I make my own TikToks now. And I like to see what's out there in the world. And so this gentleman, I'll just go ahead and play this clip. This is pretty amazing. He's getting a tattoo on his face of the TikTok logo.
Done.
You look fire.
I mean, it's what you wanted.
Yo, Zan Callahan, TikTok, 1 million views. Thanks, everyone.
Did you comprehend what happened there? So this guy got...
He like promised that if he reached 1 million views, he'd get this stupid thing on his face.
Not a million followers.
Just a million
which
views.
Which might be worth it, but a million views.
You think that would be worth it? Will you do that?
Not on my face. On my ass. I would get a tattoo... Okay. Like, who cares? Who's right. going to see your tramp stamp? Like,
right.
A million likes, and he got a facial tattoo of the TikTok logo.
In the words of my mom, what is the point? This is growing up. This is what my mom would always say in regards to like anything fringy, counterculture, outside the norm. And she, it wasn't judgy. It wasn't moralistic. It was just her genuine reaction to like guys wearing eyeliner. What is the point? That's, I've turned into my mom because I'm like, why?
What is the point? What is the point to any of it? But I do
but this
know,
logo on your face, what's the point?
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
And my friend, so I did the show Road Rules in the 90s.
Yes,
and,
I know.
Yeah, yeah. And we all got tattoos.
I didn't know that.
They didn't show it. But one of the guys got the Road Rules logo on his ankle.
Which guy? And which tattoo did you get?
I love you, Shane. go ahead and tweet Shane McBride. He's on Twitter. And ask him how that Road Rules tattoo is going.
What he did loves, you get? Where's yours?
I have a tramp stamp. It's a dragon. It was before it. Tramp stamps were called that.
Mm. What were they called?
I don't like lower back.
Target.
Just cool. Yeah. Target. Come Target. Did you get a tattoo? Did you get three or?
No, so I like when people have them.
I like when other
I'm attracted
people have
to them.
Me too. And yeah. I love the knuckle tats.
Oh, really?
Oh, and I love a chest. The face is bold because that is a lifetime commitment. Yeah.
If I got one, I always feel like I would want to do it here.
Me too.
Okay.
That's the cool mom spot.
Is it?
That's where the moms,
maybe
they're getting
secretly
their,
a cool mom.
They're getting their kids' names.
My old
that's
producer,
cool.
Jeff, mm-hmm. was like, only crazy women.
Cool oh, moms.
I got scared by my own music.
Not in response to me saying I wanted to get one there. It was before I even said it.
Yeah.
He was talking about someone else and he's like, only crazy chicks have tattoos there.
I love it.
And then Daniel also was like very sort of not into the idea of me getting a tattoo. I don't think I would actually do it, but dudes don't like that spot. Moms do though.
Cool moms do. Yeah. I don't give a shit what dudes like, bro.
Right.
I do what I want to do all
what
day.
What should we get though? Like a baby bottle
no.
or?
No.
What's like the most mom thing?
Here's
a boob.
Here's what I've decided is that I'd like to think I'm the person who could get tattoos and it would look cool. Like I think I'm that girl.
Oh,
I'm not
yes,
that girl.
I know exactly what you mean.
I'm a gap sort of girl.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. There's so, it's like when I wore a small, remember the small backpack trend?
Yeah, yeah.
I went to Europe and on the street, I bought a metallic silver small backpack. And I was like, I'm a metallic silver small backpack
girl
now.
Yeah.
But no, I look like a secretary who's trying to be cool.
No. Do you know who
and
Ela...
I even played in a band. Like, I should be cool.
Yeah, you should be cool.
But I'm not.
You're not. Yeah, same here. I can't do it. do you know Ela Klein?
I know who that
with
is,
Ethan
yeah.
and Ela, yeah. And Ela's going to come on the show, by the way. And she's fantastic. But Ela can make anything cool. Like,
how?
Anything.
Is it because she doesn't care? Is it one of those things?
I don't know. But she can wear, like, a dorky Rite Aid shirt with, like, Los Angeles. You know what I mean? Mm. Like a swaggy shirt yeah. and, like, a dorky puka shell necklace. And it will look so cool on her. It's just because she's cool. I don't know. It's a get. It's like you're born with it.
Sometimes I'll see pictures of, like, old, like senior women, older women, like they're in their 60s, 70s.
Seniors, like in high school.
Yeah. No, like senior dog, but the women version, like yeah. older ladies.
Sure, sure, sure.
In their golden years. And I'm like, oh, I have that outfit.
Yeah.
I have that outfit.
So, where do they shop? Like Land's End? Is that one of those catalogs?
I think like Nordstrom or something.
Where do you shop in your 40s? That's the freaking problem.
Online.
Yeah.
100%
on.
Yeah.
There needs to be a store for every decade.
Mm.
Like obviously Forever 21, that's your 20s.
Right.
H&M, 20s. Yeah. And then
you're do you ever shop at Zara or Zara? I don't.
It's too cool.
Probably.
It's too short.
Yeah.
My legs are fat and nobody wants to see me like that.
I just
want
to be covered up.
Yeah. Oh, that's
by
it.
The way.
Yeah.
So I gained so much weight when I was pregnant with
great.
Elliot.
You look great.
Thank you, but no. I reject your compliment.
Oh.
So much weight when I was pregnant with Elliot. And I'm like, I'm definitely not doing that again. And then I gained the same amount plus 10 with Owen. At the end of my third trimester.
That's
you know,
worse.
Do you remember how much they recommend you gain in your first trimester?
They're like, 10 pounds.
No, it's like 3 to 5. It's what you're supposed to gain. I gained 18 with Elliot. And then with Owen, I also gained 18. And when I realized that it was the exact same amount at that point in pregnancy, I'm like, oh, this is out of my hands. And my second doctor, who I really liked, he was like, this is just what your body does in pregnancy. He made me feel so okay about it, which really made me feel better. But anyway, after Elliot, it did come off like easily enough once I put my mind to it. This time it is so much harder to get it off. Like, I feel like my body is just like, we're good here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, we're not. We're not. And so I'm determined to get it off, and it is coming off slowly, but it is, it's harder than I expected
it
to
be. Well, you're older.
Yeah.
So I'm 43 now and losing 44. Weight. Fucking hell. Yeah. I mean, it is so much harder. And there's Pop-Tarts in here that I really am into, and I eat them a lot.
Can I ask, I know you have a sheet of paper.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
But can I ask you a mom of boys
sure.
question? What do you do when you have your period?
Mm-hmm.
Because I recall in terms of like the kids always want to be in the bathroom with you.
I know.
My mom, I think, would like usher me out of the room when she had a period because she was worried about me seeing it.
Of course.
And I think Daniel was like, you know, maybe don't let him see the blood and stuff. But I have just let him see everything. I mean, I don't lasso the tampon around or anything, but I don't hide it from him because he's so young. He doesn't.
Oh, the baby, baby?
No. I'm talking about Elliot. Oh. He's not afraid of blood yet. He's not afraid. And maybe I'm doing it wrong though. That's my question.
I don't know.
I don't. It'd be harder to get him to leave the room because he wants to be in there with me.
Oh, I know. Because both my kids want to be with me every second too, and they always want to come in. I do lock them out during period times, mm-hmm. and I just let them cry. I'm like, sorry, dudes. This will traumatize. In my mind, I'm like, this is going to traumatize you more. Than the 5 seconds of you crying outside.
I wonder what the advice is.
I don't know. Let's ask.
Like when
Katie
I'll be,
Morton,
yeah, we Dr. should. Drew. Yeah, because like he has an awareness of tampons, and I'm like, just mommies do this.
Do you put it in front of him?
I have, yeah.
Oh, and he sees your vag and everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, what age? I thought it's okay. At
How
this
old
age.
Is he? Two.
He's 16. 16 he's
months.
2.5.
16. I was like,
he's 2.5. 15. He doesn't yet have an awareness. Does Alice have an awareness of like girl parts versus boy parts?
He just saw me getting out of the shower a couple weeks back and he's like, what's that? And
Just
pointed to my meow and I was like, it's my vagina. Okay. And that was it. I think people make a bigger deal out of stuff than it needs to be. I'd say if he's not asking you about it, don't make it. Just don't.
Right.
I don't know. I'd say by 3, they're really aware.
Yeah.
3, they're people, dude. They talk, they like.
He's becoming more and more of a person, but in terms of an awareness of like anatomy, not so much yet.
No, they don't know.
Right.
They don't, they're not. I think around 3, 3.5 is when they're like penis, vaginas.
Right.
I don't know.
He says memes.
Oh, meme.
Memes.
Okay, so I'm going to like to play a series of games with you where I tell you mine and then you tell me yours. Okay.
Wonderful.
So I find this game to be rather cathartic for people listening so they realize they're not the worst moms on the planet. Let's start off by doing a series of mom fails.
Mm.
So here's what
Now it's time for a round of mom fails.
So I'll give you a couple of mine. I've been teaching my older son, Ellis, the distinctions between dum-dums, weirdos, and creepers.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I recently taught him what a weirdo was on the street and like, don't talk to him. Don't. If they come up to you at the park, you just say, get out of here. Kick rocks, weirdo. Like
good.
He says that stuff. Yeah. And now he calls everybody a weirdo that he sees walking on the street. So that's not really working out. So Julian rolled off the bed again.
Oh,
that one's a good one. You know, they just move so fast.
And you have I remember you told me years ago you were tired of having a high mattress. You have a low mattress, so that's better because I have a high mattress.
Oh god, they just ka-dunk. And Julian ate Play-Doh yesterday, so that was cool. What's your, do you have a mom fail?
Yeah, I had one that happened when Elliot was 7 weeks old.
Ooh.
And it's the reason that I have this loop on my phone case. I had him on the bed and I was on my bed and I was getting ready to swaddle him. And he was a terrible sleeper. So like he and I had been up since 4 a.m. or something.
Ugh,
had him on the bed and
things.
I reached over to see what time it was. And as I was pulling the phone over to see what time it was, it flew out of my hand and hit him in the temple.
Oh.
So I say I dropped my phone on him, but it's really more like I threw my phone at him. And I still remember like that very specific baby cry. And like, you know, there was a second and then just like, you know.
Ugh.
And I felt so bad and I felt so mortified and I felt like the worst mom in the world. And I called the pediatrician because I was worried because it's like, the phone is kind of pointy on the side.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just, he was fine though. I remember the pediatrician on call calling me back and being like, okay, so I can't find anything in the literature or in the textbook or whatever. You know, I'm not finding any studies on children being hit by phones. However, as a sort of comparison, we have stuff on kids falling off the bed.
Oh, so, yeah. And what happened with it?
It was fine. It was like, look for the following signs. Oh, Jesus. And I'm not going to say what they are. You know, it's like keep an eye on, basically, I feel like everything with little kids is, are they producing tears? Are they producing diapers? Are they lethargic? Right. And if they're not, you're pretty much you're okay. Good.
Well, I also keep carpet on. There's carpet. So he falls. It's on a big cushiony. But sorry, go ahead.
And then the second one, and this one was my big moment of feeling incapable of handling two and incompetent. I was sitting in the we have a rocking chair in our living room, and I was sitting in the living room and I was holding Owen, and he was just a few weeks old, and Elliot came. Oh no, I know what happened. Like I'm very bad at answering my phone. I don't like to answer my phone. And someone was trying to reach me, so they called Daniel, and so Daniel picks up and he's like, oh yeah, and just hands it to me. I'm like, so I'm on the phone. And Elliot comes over, and he's very good with Owen now. But at the beginning, he's like, who's this creeper in the house? So he wanted to get into the chair with me, and I couldn't pull him into the chair. Like the chair's too high to pull him into the chair while I was there. So he was trying to get my attention, and I was on the phone at the same time, and he was trying to get into the chair, and he couldn't. And then he just like hit Owen on the head. And I'm like, no, you know, but I'm on the phone at the same time. I should have just gotten off the goddamn phone. I'm like, no. And then he did it really hard. Yeah. He like hit him really hard. And then I yelled, no. And so then Elliot started crying and Owen was crying because he had been hit.
That's what happened, yeah.
And then I'm like, I got to go. But I just felt the thing that I felt the worst about with that, aside from the actual this little person being hurt, this person being scared, was it was sort of like if a dog growls and then barks at you. Like, he was ramping up. He was trying to get my attention. He hit Owen gently, and then he hit him really hard. And I was, like, trying to be polite on the phone. You know, I just totally, like, dropped the ball on where my attention should have been.
Yeah.
So I felt That's terrible so with that. Yeah.
It's so tough because also you want to teach your kids, like, hey, I'm on the phone, bro. You can't always have my attention. And that's when they're a bit older. Because I think, too, like, they don't have that concept.
Yeah.
But by 3 and a half, you're like, you can wait, motherfucker.
Right.
But also, Ellis and Julian, Ellis, I should say, goes through phases of wanting to murder Julian to them being best friends. And it's just, I don't know how they're doing.
They're doing well now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can tell it's like a phase where Elliot knows that people like when he's sweet and helpful. So he's doing a lot of that. You know, there's a lot of like, here, let me help you. And he'll, if you ask for like a burp cloth, he'll bring back sometimes a burp cloth, sometimes something else, but he's, and he wants to, Elliot do, like, he wants to close every door himself. He wants to do everything. Aww. And he wants to be really helpful, and he'll go up to Owen and he calls him baby brother, and he like pets his head. It's so sweet.
That's the cutest.
Yeah. Like, could you leave the two of them in a room and do something? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Tried it this morning.
What happened?
Tears immediately. The little brother. Because what happened, Ellis is real protective of his toys. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the baby is like, oh, a car.
Right.
He then didn't think this is my brother's. And then Ellis will rip it out of his hands.
Yes.
And then it's like, God damn it. Just let the baby freaking play with the toy.
That that used exhausting. To happen a lot more. Like Owen is eating solids now. And the first couple times that I tried to feed him, I used the same set of bowls that I use with Elliot.
Oh,
and that
bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
And any toy that I give Owen for a little while, Elliot would come over, rip it out of his hands, and throw it across the room.
Such dicks.
So cute.
Yeah.
But now he like will hand him toys. So I think it just moves around.
Yeah. Ellis will hand Julian a toy that he doesn't want to play with, like an inferior toy.
Right.
Like a shitty one. Yeah. I'm like, no, give him a good one. Don't give him like whatever.
How much of Julian's stuff is hand-me-downs?
That's the thing. You think so? Ellis was born in December. Julian was born in the summer. So what kind of sucks is that the sizes don't correspond with the seasons.
Right.
So like
both of mine were born in February. So
that's lucky.
It's convenient.
That's
good.
Because I am so mad I had to rebuy stuff because you can't put him in a wool sweater in July.
Right.
It sucked. Anyways, okay, let's go down to You Let Your Kid Eat What? I love this one.
Oh, wait, hold on. We actually have some mom fails from listeners.
Oh, let's do it. Okay, yeah, yeah. I love the listener ones. Do we voicemail or, sorry, in my hands?
Yeah, actually, let's start with some email. Do you have the email sheet?
Here, I got one. There's one that I like. This was really funny. Hi, Christina. I'm a 31-year-old father of two. I'm a huge fan. Thank you so much. About 3 years ago, my wife went out of town for the first time after having our first child. He was a little over a year old and at the time, so just barely walking. Well, I sat him in the living room with some toys so I could do the dishes after supper. I like that he calls it supper. That's cute.
It's traditional.
Calls it supper.
I know. Some people call lunch supper, which is very weird.
That's a Southern thing, yeah. While I'm doing the dishes, my wife calls to check on me and our kid. I tell her everything is going great. About that time, my one-year-old rounds the corner with chocolate in his mouth and a horrible look on his face. I'm confused because I know there's no chocolate in the living room. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
About that time, I remember that my wife had gotten alcohol-filled chocolates from a Christmas party and that he somehow got the box down and just ate/drank pure booze. I quickly tell my wife that he pooped and it was a blowout and I needed to let her go. I freaked out and started frantically Google searching baby alcohol limit because I don't know how much alcohol a baby can drink before they get drunk. Turns out he's fine. LOL. Made me feel like a total POS. Thanks again, Michael. Well, thanks. That's a dad fail, actually, from Michael. That's horrible. That's I feel like they used to give alcohol to small children, like for teething and stuff.
Yes, they put a tiny bit in the bottle, I think.
Uh-huh. And I think I got some booze growing
really?
Up.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. My dad would give me it's called Unicum. It's like Jaeger.
Oh, wow.
For stomach pain and for headaches. Or just whenever I was giving him a headache and then get some Unicum.
I think that it's like an old school way to help kids fly.
Fly?
Yeah, like give them a little something in the bottle.
How much do you hate traveling with your two small
children?
I've
only haven't traveled with the second.
Oh, it's terrible.
We flew with Elliot when he was he's 21 months. It was awful.
It's terrible.
And yet I want to do it again. Because now I'm like, maybe the ages are better now. I don't know.
Can I tell you what I was eavesdropping on these bitches at the spa. I was eavesdropping on other moms. I'm so curious what the world are like. And she goes, okay, would you rather go to Bali second trimester pregnant or with a newborn? And then her mom friends go, with a newborn.
What?
I mean, yeah, they'll cry all the time, but you'll be in Bali. It's like, to me, it's such a nightmare to have a newborn anywhere but my house.
Right.
And like when I travel with my children, you're just taking care of your children in a harder to do it location.
In a more claustrophobic.
In a hotel now.
Like, right.
How do you enjoy? We had help and you still don't enjoy yourself.
Right. But
who are those people that enjoy themselves is what I'm saying.
There are these ladies at the spa, these horrendous women. Do you not feel though that like there are certain windows where it's easier?
Yeah. Yeah. By three, like Ellis is portable.
Okay.
Throw him in. Let's fucking go. But a baby, it's very difficult.
I know. But 21 months was terrible because he didn't understand that, like, well, we're on a plane and you have to sit in your seat. You know, he wanted to grab other people's earbuds. He wanted to wander into first class. And look, I did too. But you can't. And he just was not on board for what it means to be on a plane.
But who would tweet
and I was so anxious about, and I wish I hadn't been, but I was so worried about bothering other passengers.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
My problem is, you're going to ruin these people's 5-hour flight across the country. You're really ruining their lives right there.
But fuck them a little bit.
Fuck them a little bit because everybody was a baby at some point and you just pay it forward. Like,
at a certain point, I was like, I am at a near panic attack level of stress and I'm doing it to myself. He's not actually doing anything yet.
Yeah,
it's more
that
like it feels like a gun to my head because if he has a meltdown, where are we going to go?
Yeah, the anticipation of the disaster is greater. I'm the same
way.
I'm so neurotic. But with a Bali lady, I'm not hating on her. Like I wonder what that personality is that can still have a good time on vacation with smalls. That's just, I'm just curious.
I don't know. I know. There's a woman I know.
I wish I were.
There's a woman I know from the Mommy and Me who's in Hawaii right now with her husband and her two little kids. And she's making it look effortless.
That's what I'm saying.
And I feel like it can't be.
It can't be. It's misery.
I'm a mom. I know how it is.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you think they're just lying? They're just posting the highlights on Instagram?
I mean, don't most people? You yeah. and I, can yes. we tell them that you and I send each other pictures and then just roll our eyes at them? Yeah, not of anyone we know. So I don't. No one. No. If you know us, don't worry. It's not you.
No.
It's people with like millions of followers. Yes. But it's just celebrities that are making other moms feel bad about their lives.
I know. It is like a highlights reel. It's yeah. not. It's not reality. Okay, so you let your kid eat what? Let's go there.
We got some voicemails, too.
Oh, sorry, Mommy. Go, Mom. Sorry, I'm sorry, Nadav.
Christina P., my name is Nikki. I'm from Tucson. Two little boys, a three-year-old and an almost two-year-old. I have kind of a mom fail. So me and my husband decided to do something really nice, really great for our kids. One night we decided to take them to Krispy Kreme. So we get them their donuts. It's a great night. The next morning, I find out we had bought these specialty donuts, the Reese's ones. They're filled with, like, peanut butter whipped cream. And we had left the box, like dummies, on the table. My three-year-old woke up 6:30 in the morning, bright and early. He had bitten into these Reese's Krispy Kreme donuts, little bites all the way around the donut, and he enjoyed himself. I woke up. I had no idea. Looked out there. I was so excited for my donut, so my mommy treat. Looked in there, saw all the little bites. Looked at his face, saw the little chocolatey face. Aww. And I said, did you have a donut this morning? And he said, yeah, all excited. So mommy fell on my part, put the donuts away.
Always put the donuts away.
That's cute. You let Owen eat bites.
Oh, it's adorable. Do you let Elliot eat sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really likes vegetables and fruit, which is weird.
Weird, yeah.
Other parents are always commenting on it. And he really didn't have a taste for junk for a long time. But now he is super into McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
And I use it as a, like, I'm not, I remember the first time I tried to bribe him. I was trying to bribe him to take Motrin because he was sick. And I remember when he kind of like worked it out. He's like, oh, wait, if I take Motrin, then I get whatever it was I was driving with.
Yeah.
And it was like a milestone. Like, oh, my God, now I can negotiate with him. Yeah. And so now the bribes happen all the time. And oftentimes a bribe is McDonald's. And ooh. he loves the drive through. He's all about it. So I don't think it's fantastic, but whatever.
I don't care. That's not a bad one. Yeah. I mean, all of America loves McDonald's. I love McDonald's. Yeah. I let my kid eat a lot of cake pops on our vacation to Florida.
And in general, do you let him eat sugar?
I do, but more in moderation and then the regular life. I gave him a hot fudge sundae for lunch on vacation, which was fun. Like, come on, when are you going to do that?
Right.
All right, so we have another mom fail. Let's play this one.
So my mom fail happened at a grocery store. Usually I have an aversion to using public restrooms, but I really had to go this one time. And so we go into the stall and I explain to my three-year-old, okay, we don't touch this, we don't touch that. So I was using the toilet and before I could stop him, my three-year-old bends over and kisses the waste receptacle for pads and tampons. Oh. I was mortified. Like, it was terrifying. And so promptly after that, I called my son's pediatrician and was like, oh my gosh, he doesn't have any venereal diseases, does he? And my pediatrician was like, well, you know, just keep an eye on him, but he should be fine. But oh my goodness, it was awful.
That was terrible.
That is amazing.
Thanks for sharing. Is that what all pediatricians say? Just keep an eye on him.
Right.
They don't actually do anything.
I know. No. Mother, what are they going to do? Give him a STD panel?
Yeah. Like they always say that. Just keep an eye. Take his temperature. Like, okay. Yeah. What's the worst thing you feed your kids? So you're thinking McDonald's. That's
well,
the bribe.
The worst thing
you let your kids eat what?
There you go.
Yeah. His dinner was lollipops last night. I never gave him lollipops because I was nervous about it. Just like
choking.
Yeah.
100%.
But at the pediatrician's office, they gave him they said, is it okay? And I said, yes. And they gave him a lollipop. He had to have an EKG because they heard a heart murmur. Everything's fine though. But it was like, it was just a day of, this is going to be an intense medical day for him. So, and thankfully he was so excited by the lollipop that it completely made the day okay. And he would take it out of his mouth, hold it like right in front of his eyes and go, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop. So anyway, he's been like a big fan. He hasn't had a lollipop since, but then he got really sick Everyone in my house has been, I have not had it yet, but everyone has been really sick in my house. And he was asking for lollipops. So I bought some lollipops and it's really like lubed the whole situation.
Yes.
Like it's, he was all about them one day. And then I thought I'm going to put them away tonight and hopefully we won't be doing lollipops tomorrow. And before he was even out of his crib in the morning, he's like, lollipops.
Well, that's the problem. They want it first thing in the morning.
Right.
Then you
so
ration them.
I've been pretty, but anyway, the worst thing he ate was I found dog food in his mouth.
Oh,
when he was a toddler, or like a baby.
Fun.
Maybe not a baby. He was mobile, but yeah, he had dog food in his mouth. And another time he had like a dog rawhide treat in his mouth.
Oh.
So those both made me feel like a bad mom.
Right. Yeah. Well, what's the sponsor that we have? The farmer's dog.
Oh yeah. Same.
I hope it was the farmer's dog.
No, if it had been the farmer's dog, then that would be like,
fine.
I think fine. Yeah. Just chopped up human food.
Yeah.
No, this was like dog grade food. Yeah. Oh, and then another, I shouldn't even share this story. Another time.
Sure, go ahead.
He was playing with a bottle of antihistamines, as they do. He, you know, it had the child lock and he really yes. wanted to shake it. It was like a little
That's
rattle.
What they want to do is
yeah.
to shake it.
And then I was at my computer. I didn't have help back then. And I also was just like, I need to send an email or whatever.
Of course.
So he was behind me on the floor with this. Please don't take my children away. I feel very.
I know. I'm always like, what is it? CPS?
Yeah.
Like,
should I not?
These are normal people blunders. I feel
anyway,
like.
I looked and the cap was off.
Ugh.
It had come off. I actually called poison control.
Yeah.
And they like reassured me. But
but
that
had
was,
he eaten any? Like
no.
Do you know? Yeah.
No. But thankfully, no.
Yeah.
But that was.
That's terrifying.
And thankfully, it was just antihistamine. But still, I mean.
Yeah,
so
that'll
I'm
just
like
put him to sleep.
Much more careful. Now.
We've had a woman say that her kid ate her birth control pills.
Oh, that can't be good.
That's terrible. I don't know.
What
I don't
happened?
Think anything happened. Nothing. Like, that's the thing you find out.
Right. Most,
thankfully, hopefully, nothing happened. Just keep an eye on them. That's
yeah.
all you got to do. Okay, let's do laziest mom moments. We got to wrap it up. I got to get out of here a little soon. Okay. Oh, laziest mom moments. I let Ellis and Julian watch The Secret Life of Pets 2 twice in a row this week. Just so I could lay on the bed and,
yeah.
and eat
well,
junk food with them.
When I was pregnant with Owen and feeling really sick, that's when I started like, okay, I'm going to turn on Elmo and I'm going to lay on the couch.
Yeah.
That was the laziest mom months and months, and I felt and I had gone from like, today we're going to go to this class or we're going to go to the park or we're going to like do, you know, we're going to have an enriching experience, and then I was just like, I cannot. So I felt so bad. There was so much Elmo during that time. Yeah, lazy mom moments are deciding, okay, we're going to skip bath tonight.
Yeah, I do that too. I think that's
we used
normal.
To be really regimented about bath every night, but now that he doesn't want to take a bath, like I'm not up for the fight all the time.
I
so
know.
unless I can see dirt on him, which oftentimes I can, but then I'll skip the bath. What else? Lazy mom moment. There's something I was just thinking. Uh-oh. The pressure of you needing to get out of here is making me take
no,
time right
worry,
now.
No, don't worry. We have five minutes.
What was I going to
say? I'll give
you
one of mine. I
okay,
just
good.
Booked him. So at my kids, older kids' school, they have these extracurricular activities. And I chose one. I chose karate for him only because it matched my schedule, not because of his interests.
But that's, I think that's okay.
Because at three, it's like he doesn't have a strong
yeah,
preference for
right.
like basketball or karate.
I think that's what people do. Like we chose a preschool that has a schedule that is very not ideal for my schedule. And I'm a little bit worried about it.
Yeah.
It starts next week.
What time does it begin?
It's Monday through Friday, 12:45 to 3:45.
Oh, that's, yeah. That sucks.
Right. Whereas
it's
a lot
weird.
Of preschools are like 3 days
morning
a week.
Morning to.
Yeah. What's Ellis?
Well, he was doing 3 days a week, like in the morning to lunchtime, mm-hmm. and then I pick him up.
Right.
And he's doing 5 days a week, morning to lunch. I don't
yeah.
like them napping there. I feel like it's gross. Like
right.
I hated napping at school when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
I hated it. Smelly, all the other smelly
yeah.
kids.
He stopped napping.
Oh, that, yeah, they go through that
yeah.
crap, too. I hate that
my
shit.
Lazy mom moment is letting him play with my phone, which I,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
for a while,
I
did let him, and then we completely stopped because I'm like, it's making him unhappy all the time. But now he'll grab it sometimes, and I'll just be like, fine, 2 minutes.
Yeah, what does he play? Like, he watches
videos? He looks at photos.
Yeah, they look at him. They like to see pictures of themselves or videos.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
He'll be like, I want to see Essie's. He says Essie's.
And Elliot goes, Ayet?
Aw, it's so cute. I like
Mommy Gone. That's what he calls fun. Mommy Gone, Ayet? Aww. And then he has a Kindle for kids.
Oh, I didn't know they could even do that.
It's a tablet. Amazon Fire tablet or something for kids.
I want to do that.
And he was too young when but now he really likes playing all the different creative apps and games, and it holds his interest for a while, which is nice.
Maybe it's not perfect. I think there's just too much pressure on moms to make their kids and to schedule them perfectly and milestones, and it's like, I think we're okay. We're doing it. We're good enough moms. Okay.
Thank you.
So let's do this one last one. This one's one I just invented, actually.
Oh boy.
I think it might be cathartic for the women listening or men listening too. Okay. I secretly hate my husband when... Because I think once you have kids, it throws a different dynamic in your marriage, and shit that you didn't even hate them for before, now you suddenly hate them for.
Yeah.
I secretly hate my husband when in the middle of the night, one of the kids is crying and he's next to me and just and he doesn't seem to hear babies crying.
Right.
And he just snores right through it, and then I have to go.
Yeah.
And that makes me so mad. And I'd yell at him, and the next day I'd be like, you fucking asshole. He's like, what? I can't hear. It's not my fault.
I'm
like,
yeah, oh, okay. How do they sleep through it?
I don't know.
Even if the monitor's not in the room, because our bedrooms are far apart, I'm like, I have...
Yeah, mommy Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You feel totally. Everything. Yeah.
Totally, yeah. Okay, I secretly hate my husband when I am talking to him, and he is... It's as if I'm talking to him from Berlin in the 90s or something on the phone. There's a few seconds of lag time. And then I'm like, his earbuds are in. I'm like, are you listening to something? And he's like, yeah, but I'm paying attention.
But you're not paying attention.
You're not. Did I just say? He's like,
Oh, Tom
just
will.
Just be honest. Just tell me you're listening to something.
Oh, Tom will just flat out be just on the phone, and I'll be like, "So, babe, can you pick up the?" And then he's like, "Uh huh." I'm like, "Could you hear what did I just say?" And I get so mad at him.
Yeah.
God, I want to kill him. His stupid face. But then I love him.
I know. Yeah, me too.
So let's do this. I secretly love my husband when
I see how sweet he is with the kids.
Yeah.
He, no matter what mood he's in, he is always sweet and pleasant and paternal and nice to them. And I really appreciate that, because my dad was not that way. You got a different dad depending on his mood.
Ugh, it's the worst.
Yeah. So, and I don't, he didn't intend to do that, but he just, some people are very affected by what they're feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas I think that, and that's something that I fell in love with Daniel, I noticed that about him before we even had kids, that he's always silly and pleasant in the morning.
That's nice.
And I'm not a morning person. Yeah. No. No, me neither. But he always is. So, and I noticed that he was always that way towards our dogs, you know?
Aww.
So yeah. What about you?
That's nice. I was still on the hate part. I love my husband. I love watching him do dad stuff too, with the kids. And I love watching him fix things.
Oh yeah.
He's like, the cable's not working. And then he's like, I'll take care of it. And I'm like, oh, that's such a dad thing.
Yeah.
And when they take out trash, I'm like, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you ever take the trash out?
No,
your house?
No. That's the one thing I don't want to fucking do. I'm like, you're doing that. Nope.
Do you bring in groceries ever?
Yeah. I like to shop. I actually do. I do the Instacart ordering. I do the Amazon ordering. And then I do go to the grocery store with the children, because they like that. And Target. That's the new thing we've been on, is going to Target.
I know a lot of moms who are, that's their spot.
It's the jam. It's because the kids love it.
Yeah. Maybe I should take my love it.
Dude. Yeah. But once you start, it's like the lollipop thing. We're going to Target. They love it.
So when you go, where do you put the two of them?
That's the deal. So I put the big one in the bigger area, and he has to sit, though. And then the baby goes in the baby area.
Okay.
But you have to make sure the older one sits. Otherwise,
the
whole system crashes.
Right.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah. Elliot likes to stand up in the rocking chair.
No.
And that's it's going to trebuchet him across the room.
Oh, girl, you're just at the beginning. Wait until they're jumping from the couch to the coffee table and nut kicking and pissing all over the place. They do it. Boys are fucking savage. I also love when my husband signs things and writes handwriting because he does it with his left hand because he's...
Is he left-handed? He's ambidextrous?
Anorexic, and he can do both.
Oh,
and
that's
he goes,
so cool.
And he goes like it looks funny. Uh-huh. I love watching him sign stuff. It's very handsome. And that's it. So, what are you working on? You're doing your Fitzgerald podcast with Greg Childish.
Greg Fitzgerald.
I'm
Childish.
Sorry. I'm
melting. Okay.
I was up at 5 a.m. because we're on a time difference, the kids.
Childish. Greg Fitzsimmons.
Yes.
That is our parenting podcast where we only sometimes talk about parents. Like, this is definitely about the mom experience. That is about being parents. It's about being married. It's about sometimes we talk about separately dealing with depression. It's parenting, and we have a lot of listeners who aren't parents too. So please check that out. I love doing that podcast. We have our first live show coming up, but I think this is going to air after that. With Andy Richter, September 3rd.
Better guest than Tom.
No, that's not true.
That's
I should share. You guys were our desired.
I'm sorry. Don't say
Andy
that.
Is our desire.
Yeah.
We would love to have you guys be
eventually.
Our guests when you have time.
Eventually.
Yes.
Tom is touring aggressively right now.
I know.
But yes.
Yes. So that's going to happen. The listeners desperately want you guys to come
Yay.
On. And we want you guys to come on too. And then also Allison Rosen is your best friend.
Of course.
Which you have been a guest on.
Love it.
You need to come back. I would love to have you back.
For sure.
So yeah, check out both of those wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yay. And thank you so much, Allison,
thank
for
you.
Being here. I'm
thank
glad you're
me.
Back. You're back from the dark forest
that's
of
right.
the newborn era.
I've come to the back
Snap
to the surface.
Back. You're back. And then pretty soon you're going to get your meow back into
that's
the
right.
game too.
Maybe by the time this airs.
We're going to check in on you. Guys, check in on her and her.
No, don't.
Progress with her husband.
Please let this be a secret between all of us. Do not.
Make sure to tag Daniel.
No,
and
please
all the...
don't. Please don't. Please
Make
don't.
Make sure to pressure her into doing
don't do
it.
Don't do it.
All right. Thanks for being here.
Thank
I love
you for
you
having
guys.
Me.
Bye.
Where my mom's, where my mom's at. Where my mom's wearing thongs, hitting bongs at. Raising kids, cleaning shits, need a long nap. Where my mom's at.
Where my mom's at.